become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Thursday, 28th of July, 2010. And, boy, am I happy to have Steve Voss coming to the USA Prepares Expo in September. Going to be a good time up there, had by all in Springfield, Missouri. Come on down. Yeah. Hey, little heads up here. Tomorrow, I've talked to this lady today for about an hour on the phone. She's going to be coming up with me tomorrow. Her name's Julia Skopik. And she wrote a book called Honest Medicine, her website, honestmedicine.com, with a new approach to some of the medical problems we're having out there. One of the major medical problems we're having, aside all those induced from dirty people and dirty environments and you name it, is the healthcare system itself. Now, remember the whole, the old Hegelian dialectic. You know, you start the problem, and then you show everybody how bad the problem is, and voila, I've got a solution to the problem. Well, we got Obamacare in 2014, don't we? That's the solution to the problem. Now, let me see. How well did they manage Social Security? How well did they manage Medicare? How well did they manage Medicaid? How do you think they're going to do with the Medicare or Obamacare? Yeah, good indication. Keep your hands off of it. That is set to go. That's got to be repealed. But, you know, we've got this budget crisis going on, which I will get into later in the program, to try to ferret the facts of this thing out. Really confusing to a lot of people. It's amazing the talking heads have their field reporters asking stupid and benign questions of already confused public. And they hear, not just the responses, but the questions are being asked. These people have no facts. They've got nothing. The only thing they're going on is the talking head's own opinions. Because if you think you can make any sense out of listening directly to the politicians on this deal, oh, brother. Yeah. Snake oil salesman. I would much rather declare snake oil salesmen to be honest businessmen than I would to declare that you could get any truthful and factual information from our Congress critters. It just ain't going to happen. They're in la-la land. They've dug a hole. They don't know what to do about it. So they're going to procrastinate, and they're going to politicize. And they're going to only exacerbate the problem and make it worse. Why? Gee, the listeners to this program knows why. Ron Paul knows why. You know why. I know why. A lot of other people know why. So why is it that Congress is not really considering doing what we all know needs to be done? Kill the damn banksters, the private monopoly on that funny money system that has bankrupted this country. There's your solution. We'll take the short break. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have a myriad of problems in this country. It seems that the United States corporations, they really don't understand that there were laws in this country that kept you from consolidating and cornering markets. Kind of like antitrust laws. Never hear that word spoken anymore, do you? Well, Organic versus Monsanto, Danielle Magnuson put this thing together. She said that, and this is great news. It's the bad news is these people have to do lawsuits against the great Monsanto that's got more money and lawyers than Carter ever made little liver pills, if you remember Carter's liver pills. More than 270,000 organic farmers are taking on corporate agriculture giant Monsanto in a lawsuit filed March 30th, led by the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association. The family farmers are fighting for the right to keep a portion of the world's food supply organic and preemptively protecting themselves from accusations of stealing genetically modified seeds that drift onto their pristine crop fields. Consumers are powerful. For more than a decade, a cultural shift has been has seen shoppers renounce the faster, fatter, bigger, cheaper mindset of factory farms. Exposed in a 2008 documentary, Food Inc., and I've watched that twice, I suggest you watch it, Just go up on the, just Google it, Food Inc. You'll be able to watch it. Now, from heirloom tomatoes to heritage chickens, we want our food slow, sustainable, and local, healthy for the earth, healthy for the animals, and healthy for our bodies. Good for me, good for you. But the patented seeds infiltrating the environment so fully, organic itself is at risk. Monsanto's widely used genuinity. Yeah, it's a genuine product. Roundup Ready canola seed has already turned heirloom canola oil into an extinct species. Boy, I hope I don't have any more tongue twisters like that. The suing farmers are seeking to prevent similar contamination of organic corn, soybeans, and a host of other crops. What's more, they're seeking to prevent Monsanto from accusing them of unlawfully using the very seeds they're trying to avoid. A little program note here. Now, sometime next month, I'm going to have Jeffrey Smith on. Jeffrey Smith is one of these people that globetrot, and I mean globetrot, checking on all of this genetically modified stuff. He'll give us a world report coming up next month. Now, it seems quite perverse that an organic farmer contaminated by a transgenic seed could be accused of patent infringement, says Public Patent Foundation Director Dan Rakovicker. In a Cornucopia Institute article about the farmer's lawsuit. But Monsanto has made such accusations before and is notorious for having sued hundreds of farmers for patent infringement. Basically, an organic farmer or somebody that's growing food outside of the Monsanto genetically modified organisms, he's got a crop that's growing, it gets contaminated by Monsanto. Guess what the farmer gets? Sued by Monsanto because, well, they're infringing on their patented stuff. Basically, what Monsanto has done here over the years, ladies and gentlemen, is changed a few things on what Mother Earth provides. And then they go to the patent office and say, hey, we got a brand new product. This has changed. It's ours. It belongs to us. They're trying to do that with every anything that could make a buck on this planet. They're trying to corner, literally, plant life on Earth. Food stores. Doesn't matter. Your lawn. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's stories about that as well. People in communities. You got the Monsanto stuff. Monsanto grass that infects the neighbor's yard. Guess what? Yeah. I mean, this is so, so perverse. Now, even as the mega corporation enjoying soaring stocks, the U.S. Justice Department continues to look into allegations of its fraudulent antitrust practices. Monsanto has acquired more than 20 of the nation's biggest seed producers and sellers over the last decade, has long pursued a strict policy with its customers, obligating them to buy its bioengineered seeds every year rather than to use them in multiple planting seasons. Farmers who disobey are blacklisted forever. And don't worry, they'll get around to the blacklisted farmers once they capture everything else. Can't wait to see what they do to them then. Now, it's a wide net Monsanto has cast over the agricultural landscape. As Rakovicker points out, it's actually in Monsanto's financial interest to eliminate organic seeds so they can have a total monopoly over our food supply. Imagine a world devoid of naturally vigorous traditional crops and controlled by a single business with an appetite for intellectual property or ripping off what God has given us. Another way to put it. Did anyone else feel a cold wind pass through themselves? Now imagine a world where thousands of family farmers fight the good fight to continue giving consumers a choice in their food and win. Now, this is going to go on for a long time. It was interesting. I was talking to Julia Skopik. And she's into the health stuff, but we were talking about corporations. She is a maybe liberal. When I say maybe liberal, as we talked for almost an hour, we discovered we know a lot. And she identified the corporations. And I said, well, wait a minute here. I said, that's what the left always promotes, the corporations, the corporations, the corporations. Well, where did the corporations come from? And who is their handmaiden? I give you two guesses, and the first one doesn't count. The bankers. The banks have partnered and own the corporations, and we're going into a corporatocracy worldwide. Welcome to your global order of things. You will have the fiat people feeding the corporations what they need, and they'll be feeding us whatever they damn well please. Now, this has got to stop, but as I pointed out to her, I said, look, I said, the problem I've had with the left in the past, yeah, corporations, not doing a lot of good things. But what feeds the corporation? I can stand here and hack at the branches of that evil tree, but until I strike at its roots and destroy it, kind of like your Roundup does on my weeds, it's going to continue to flourish and spread and dominate. But if you take out the prime ingredient, see, a lot of people are confused. You know, well, gosh, John, are you anti-business? No, I'm not anti-business at all. I'm very pro-business. Pro-company business. Remember, that's what we had in this country at one time, folks? Companies, not corporations. Corporations are, they don't like competition, and they will do whatever they need to do to dominate and control the markets. After all, don't they have an obligation to their stockholders to give them, you know, bigger dividends on their stocks? And it's constant growth. The creed of a corporation is grow, 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 grow. And if growing means you take over the other corporation that happens to be doing kind of the same thing you are, well, then so be it. You know, one of the thoughts that I had when the $700, yeah, $700, oh my God, shoot me, $700 billion bailout under the Bush administration to bail out General Motors. General Motors has had an illustrious and also quite a checkered past. Fat, bureaucratic, lazy, inefficient. And the thought struck me, well, my God, yeah, they're going to bail out Chrysler, they're going to bail out General Motors. What if that's the only two auto companies that survive in the United States? And, of course, Chrysler can't ever seem to get it right. They'll go on a tirade for a little while and make some money and make some good product, and all of a sudden they're in trouble again. But what if the last man standing was this huge, inefficient, bureaucratic behemoth called General Motors? You know, you can drive any car you want, just as long as it's a GM car, because you know what? That's the only one producing anything anymore. It's General Motors cars. So you have your choice. Ride a bicycle, walk, or buy one of our cars. Joy, joy feelings, and happy, happy thoughts. All restaurants will be Taco Bell. And this is the difference between companies and corporations. When you have companies, you have a footing in a laissez-faire or a true free market system. Why is that good for people? Because if the two companies are in a market or many companies in the same market with their product, guess what they try to do to get your business? To make a better product. Now, the company doesn't move to some place and take advantage of people making 6 cents an hour to come back and beat up the other company. The corporations are doing that now. A company in this country cannot compete, cannot do business, can't even start a business, can't even maintain their business against the onslaught of the foreign-made goods coming into this country. And these hypocritical buttheads up in Washington, well, Americans need jobs. No kidding. Get your bureaucratic, stupid, blankety-blank out of the way, and I'm sure we'll be able to, once again, build businesses, have jobs, build communities, live a sane life, and live happily ever after. Holy mackerel, this stuff is not complicated.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Milk, unfreedom, and the FDA propaganda. On the raw milk front, and I'm a big advocate of raw milk, I drink it. Found a place outside of Georgetown. Well, actually, it's right outside of Georgetown, Texas. They've been approved and rubber stamped by the state, and they produce raw, unpasteurized milk. Never had a problem with it. DairyHerd.com has some interesting survey results on the comparative raw milk regulations on a state-by-state basis. Now, keep in mind when I'm reading this, it's the dairy consortium out there that really doesn't like the raw milk stuff. See, they're into their corporatized cow milking. To summarize, 30 states allow consumers to transact with raw milk producers, while 20 states prohibit that act of freedom. And don't forget that federal laws prevent the sale of any raw milk from anywhere over state lines. The Fed's response to the good white stuff moving over state lines is sending in armed soldiers in full battle gear to destroy the enemy. And I'm not joking about that. 13 mini-regimes in the U.S. of A. allow the sale of raw milk on the farm where it was produced, while 4 of those 13 only allow incidental occurrences, which, of course, cannot be defined. But arbitrarily, laws with a host of potential interpretations is how the feds are able to use arbitrary rule interpretations to seize product and regulate small producers right out of business. The article defines incidental occurrences as occasional sales, not as regular course of business, no advertising. Surely the feds can interpret occasional and regular and advertising in a whole host of capricious ways. Four of those 13 states only allow raw goat milk, while Kentucky and Rhode Island, now get this, require a prescription from a physician. I kid you not. Of course, you can interpret that to mean raw milk must be medicinal. Ask moms who cure their child's allergies with raw milk. You people that are lactose intolerant, try drinking real raw milk and see if you have a reaction. Odds are you will not. But then again, there's no such thing as big milk pharma that exists as a corporate arm of the state to keep its products available for good health. Lastly, 11 states allow raw milk to be sold in retail stores outside the farm. Now, several of the states that allow the sale of raw milk for human consumption have a various twist and turns in their laws that make it very difficult to get the milk from the farm to the consumer, which essentially limits or in some cases prevents the sale of that product. However, milk entrepreneurs whose businesses are stifled by fascist decrees have been creative enough to come up with their own idea of herd shares that allow folks in some far-flung way to buy a piece of the herd and to get their milk. That's right. It's their cow. It's their milk. Anytime the people can conjure up visionary ways to skirt the laws of a totalitarian regime, freedom has taken a small step forward. Now, meanwhile, the FDA is going after Tucker Atkins Dairy of South Carolina like gangbusters. All of three, maybe eight, people allegedly got sick from the dairy's raw milk. So three people are confirmed sick, diarrhea, and the FDA has thrown a ton of resources at the issue to propagandize against raw milk and tout the safety of the industrial milk product. The FDA even put out this newswire that was nothing more than an expensive, pure propaganda piece. Author and defender of food choice, Dave Gumpert. Gumpert? Seriously? Explains on his blog why the FDA felt compelled to launch its agri-prop offensive. Why would the FDA feel compelled to get the word out far and wide about a relatively small, locally confined outbreak of foodborne illness that for all practical purposes ended a month earlier? There are two reasons, which have received much attention here. The FDA has a case pending against Amish farmer Dan Alger in federal district court, filed in April, in which it's seeking a permanent injunction against him serving a private food club that brings raw milk from Pennsylvania to Maryland. That case has been a very controversial and inspired a boisterous demonstration in Washington 2 months ago, featuring a cow outside the Capitol. The FDA is also the target of a lawsuit filed by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, which challenges the legality of the FDA's ban on interstate sales of raw milk. The FDA has been unsuccessful thus far in its efforts to have the case thrown out and perhaps frustrated in the process. The FDA, in desperation, trying to influence consumers against raw milk. Even so, sales of raw milk keep increasing and new consumers come into the market every single day. At my grocery store, Detroit Eastern Market, where 40,000 people gather each week to buy, sell, and inform, I have noted that raw milk protesters, people who want food freedom in their own body, are in high visibility this year, and sales of herd shares are being advertised all over the market. With large, colorful signs, it seems that the more the government carries on its safety parade through the futile campaign of disinformation, the more people seem to brush off the spin as nothing more than second-rate hype and ignorable noise. Don Wiskin is coming up with me for a few minutes right after this bottom-of-the-hour break, and then I'm going to get into the... I don't even know what to call these people anymore in Washington, D.C. We got to come up with some new terms. The old ones are wearing thin and lost their effect.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesin, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. I have one of our advertisers with us, Don Wiskin. Hello, Don.
Well, good day, John. How are you today?
I don't know. You had to go and ask me that question. Now I'm going to have to ponder that. Let me get back with you.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you, you know those two commercials that you have on your Extendivite site, heartdrop.com?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I took those two and put them in rotation as well.
Oh, I thought we had sent those to you a long time ago.
Don't think so. I'm running a good one right now, but what I'm telling you is there's three running simultaneously.
Fantastic.
See there.
Well, we have to get more people listening to it and you know, get them started on their path to better health.
Well, there's something here that I noticed, and we're talking about, let me see, garlic. How many years ago did the corporations out there decide and finally discover, Don, that garlic is good for blood pressure in your blood? And they started marketing the stuff.
Oh, I can't tell you. It's been so long. But actually, garlic was used very heavily during the First World War. But once penicillin came along, you know, the pharmaceuticals just kind of seemed to take over the natural products.
Isn't that amazing? And so much so that we're now, what has been dumped in our vocabulary is Codex Alimentarius. And
great words.
Yeah, great words. And the corporations are a gunning for anybody out there that wants to do private business and do things the way things should be done. But how it used to be Cartivite. Why is the product now named Extendivite?
Well, we were having some problems with the Cartivite liquid, and we were getting a lot of customer complaints, and they couldn't seem to bring it up to standards. And so we had this manufacturer that had originally worked with us years ago, and he said, if you ever need any really good heart drops, let me know. And so we called him up, and he said, yes, I can make that liquid for you that you want. And but he wouldn't make it for the other company. So.
And its two prime and only ingredients are what? Garlic and cayenne pepper.
Well, those are really good ones. Those are things that people have gone out of their way. I mean, like cayenne, for instance, Dick Quinn, Left 4 Dead, used cayenne and greens in order to overcome his own health problems. Ben Kerr was the king of cayenne right up until he passed away in Toronto, and he cured himself of emphysema with cayenne and greens. So, you know, cayenne is very, very good. Most people just are afraid of it because it's just too hot and spicy. But when you mix it up with the garlic, cayenne, the bilberry, the hawthorn, the ginkgo biloba, milk thistle, and valerian that we have in the Extendivite, you really don't notice it as much, but it goes to work with the other herbs and helps the other herbs to even work faster.
Well, I'm reading your website, and I'm just flabbergasted by this. There are people out there that track and trace statistics and put them in cognizant, understandable terms. We're living in kind of a toxic soup anymore. We've got the grand corporations out there reinventing life as we know it. And there's something that happens on the way to this happy chemicals solve everything kind of deal we're finding ourselves in. And just since 1980, 1,600% increase in birth defects, a 250% increase in breast cancer since 1980. Since 1940, 59% decrease in male sperm count, 500% increase in cancer mortality since 1900, and a 400% increase in heart disease since 1900. Now, there's reasons why this stuff is going on.
Absolutely. It really has a lot to do with, we have changed so much in the last 60 years. Since 1950 on, the industrial age has really taken over. They've changed our foods. They've changed what we eat. We don't eat a lot of local vegetation anymore. We're getting food from all over the world. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, here in Canada, if we eat a banana in the wintertime, that banana came from Costa Rica. And so our body reads the ions in the food, and it sees that maybe we're in that sunshine of Costa Rica, so it doesn't process all the nutrients from the banana, waiting for the overflow of vitamin D, which it doesn't get because it's the middle of the winter and we're all wearing jackets and we're all in mittens and we're all covered up. No vitamin, you know, sun is hitting our skin, so we're not getting the vitamin D. So it actually cools down our body and our organs, and in turn, in some people, causes mild depression, and they call it seasonal affected disorder. So people are becoming very depressed by eating fruit during soup weather. So we're not really sure what we're doing anymore.
Well, we're doing business transnationally is what we're doing without understanding what we're actually doing to our bodies. You know,
that's,
I mean,
right.
And that makes a lot of sense because, well, I mean, there are other terms thrown at this, you know, cabin fever and, you know. Well, if you even watch the felines, even in the wintertime, this is the one thing human beings don't do. They don't go outside in their bathing suit in the middle of winter to absorb the sun. We layer on the clothes, we huddle in our houses, and we don't go outside, and if we do, very little is exposed to the sun. Hence, there's no uptake of vitamin D. Now, your body makes vitamin D, and cats have it down pat. If you ever watch kitty cats in the wintertime, they will lay in a stream of sunlight coming through a door or window or whatever the case may be. They'll lay there for a while, then you'll see them, what you think, oh, they're just cleaning themselves. No, what they're actually doing is they're ingesting the vitamin D that sunshine made on their fur.
And we can do it, too. We just have to get into the sun. But, you know, it's not about getting into the sun in the wintertime and getting that vitamin D as much as it is about, you know, not eating fruits from other parts of the world. The 100-mile diet really does make a lot of sense when you think about how we ate for thousands and thousands of years, right up until transportation and, you know, jet airplanes and large corporations, as you were speaking about earlier, have taken over and want to move these products to make us all feel great. I mean, when I was young, I'm only 56, but when I was young, at Christmas time, we were lucky if we got a box of Clementine oranges. But we didn't see oranges during the winter. We didn't have the luxuries of the fruits that we have nowadays. So, you know, things have really changed as, you know, my generation has got older. And we're the ones that are showing the most heart disease as we hit our 40s and 50s. But then the children that were born in the 70s, 80s, and 90s are now starting to show heart disease in young ages.
You know, they've just starting to figure out that there's interactivity between certain compounds and certain chemicals or plastics. I just saw a story yesterday where they finally figured out that, don't leave your bottled water in your car, because what happens is that heats up and the plastic leaches off the chemicals into the water, and it's really not good for you. But what do we see everybody doing? They have this bottles of bottled water stuffed in their face. And they don't even know where that water came from. It's just the label saying that, hey, you know, this is pure water. Yeah, and
most people don't even look for the fluoride content on the label.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Whenever I taste it, I don't care whose bottled water it is. Whenever I taste that stuff, it doesn't have an aftertaste, but it has a weird effect on my tongue, and it's like, what the heck was that? And the water does not taste like water. I don't know what it tastes like, but I've drank well water. I used to live around the lakes as a kid, swimming in them. God knows how much water I've swallowed. But it tasted like water. But this stuff in the bottles doesn't taste like water at all. It tastes like some kind of chemical component.
Well, there is. Most of it comes from some city's water somewhere. And either it's reverse osmosis or it's, you know, whatever chemicals are added at that point. And that's what you're getting. It's, you know, sometimes it's worse than turning on the tap at your own house.
Well, I want to stay on the extendivite here, because there's a lot to this. Now, I started to mention the chemicals and petrochemicals. There's toxin, heavy metals, other stuff that we're taking in by food, by water, by breathing. It doesn't matter. But Extendivite does something that I didn't realize that it did. It's actually a detoxification program. Explain how that works.
Well, you know, it was once told to me by a naturopathic doctor who himself has, you know, helped over 50,000 people overcome incurable diseases just by changing their diet and adding a few supplements. But what he found is that your liver, in some people, is as large as a football, and it has phase one, phase two. Phase one takes all the toxins and chops them into peroxide and sends them over to phase two with the help of a sulfur-based enzyme called glutathione. It turns around and chops those peroxides up into water-soluble waste and dumps it from your body. But unfortunately, the glutathione, the sulfur-based enzyme, sulfur attracts metal. And so it becomes overwhelmed with metals, cannot handle all the peroxides. It doesn't want to damage the liver, so it dumps it out into our body, which in turn, the peroxides cause more damage in our arteries than free radicals. Now, the garlic, acting as a chelator, slowly, because it has over 70 different sulfur compounds, 30 of them will slowly chelate the heavy metals away from the glutathione, allowing it to go back to work. And once we get the liver functioning properly, which is the filter for all of your blood, it helps to keep the cholesterol levels down, get the peroxides out of your body, and helps to clean up the plaque. And that's just, you know, one of the steps that are taken with the seven herbs in there.
The plaque, you mean the thing that chokes off our arteries and our veins and it starves the oxygen?
Not your veins.
Just the arteries?
Just
the arteries. Which
just the arteries because of the muscles. The muscles get an infection. The infection never gets fixed. And that's where the garlic comes into play. Again, I'm not saying you can go home and eat cloves and cloves of garlic and get the same effect as you would from Extendivite. But the way that this is manufactured, the sulfur contents are higher than you could get out of just, you know, eating raw garlic, which my mother did every day of her life, and she still passed away from a stroke because, it just wasn't the right amount. But it is these garlics that helps to, you know, kill off the fungus and virus in our body also, which helps to heal the damage that's been done in the arteries.
it's oxygen to your brain and to your muscles. That's what keeps your muscles doing what they're supposed to do. That's your body's power source. That's your motivator. There's certain things that happen that, and I don't want to get into a whole long biological thing, but oxygen is essential for muscles and your brain. And I started to say, Don, with the plaque issues, choking off the flow of blood to various parts and organs of your body, not a good thing. What happens to something when it starts getting cut off from an oxygen-rich blood supply?
It starts to die.
There you go.
Or you wind up with a stroke or a heart attack.
Well, it's funny. Just yesterday, we learned one of my Wednesday guests, Joyce Rosenwald, she died of a stroke. And she was on all kinds of medications. For blood pressure and everything else. And again, if we go back to this thing about blood pressure, why is it that people are having so much problems with their blood pressure, Don?
I believe it has a lot to do with the stress of living today. And, you know, stress is a thief because it robs your body of all the nutrients that help to, you know, feed the organs of your body. And we wind up overwhelmed and it just really wears us down, and we wind up getting sick. Stress can be one of the worst things going, and that's one of the reasons we have valerian in there to help calm you while the other herbs are going to work. Quite a few of my friends that are on it, one guy who works in a parts department of a large dealership, he used to get stressed out all the time by the situations of the day, and he finds now that he just stands there and it doesn't bother him. You know, it just kind of goes right over his head. He's, well, hey, I'm off at 5. I don't care about the rest of you.
Okay, send me a case of Extendivite tomorrow.
It's on the way.
Because I'm always stressed out, man. Well, here's another thing. Here's another thing that I wanted to bring to people's attention. Not everybody is a garlic lover. I don't like garlic. My wife loves it. She likes the taste of it. I, on the other hand, do not. I'm kind of an onion kind of a person, but that's just personal taste. But alluding to that taste, some people can do just about anything and take anything they want, doesn't bother them. But there are some that are a little bit more sensitive by way of taste bud or whatever. I notice your Extendivite comes in two different forms. It comes in liquid drops, but it also comes in capsules. Oh, what
that's
a wonderful
right.
idea. For somebody like me that doesn't like the taste of garlic.
Yeah, well, you have to take this before you eat the capsules because they are fairly potent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, like, I find, like, when I'm having my dinner, if I don't take them before I start eating my salad, then I do wind up with a little bit of a repeat afterwards. But I usually take two at supper time. I'm kind of greedy when it comes to that. I want to be as healthy as I can be, so... But I'm not saying that anybody has to do that. I mean, one capsule three times a day before you eat, or if you don't want to take them at lunch, one with your breakfast, and then two with supper. There's your three for the day, and you need to do it every day. And it works. It, you know, 6 months down the road when your doctor's scratching his head saying, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether you're taking the liquid or the capsules. You're going to be at the same place.
Well, I invite people to go to heartdrop.com. Check this out. Don, you've been advertising with us for quite some time, and we want to keep you around. But the only reason you're going to keep advertising on a network is people buy your product, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
and, you know, RBN has always been very, very good. Your listeners are quite educated. They know what they're hearing. They know what they read at heartdrop.com. They understand that you know, something has to work. And, you know, we do work.
All right. In North America, folks, toll free, 877-928-8822. I'll say that number again, 877-928-8822. The other number for Canada, 613-376-6229. Now, if you're driving someplace and you can copy those numbers down, or you're out doing your own organic garden right now, good for you. Just remember this, heartdrop.com. Go up there, it's got all the information. Don, appreciate it, bud. We're going to have you back real soon.
Well, thank you very much, John. I appreciate your helping us help others.
Getting people healthy, one person at a time through Extendivite. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
We're back. Wasn't that the idea? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two here. I'm sorry. No, we're not out of this hour yet. I've got all kinds of technical stuff going on in here, and damn. I think I just broke my new microphone, so I'm using the old one. At any rate, yeah, folks, it's important that you support our sponsors. I mean, we got the best products out there. And why would you be running down to your health food store? Because you like the lady behind the counter? you know, I seriously, this is the way that we help pay for the expense to defray the cost of the network. You know, years ago when we started the network, people said, you know, I hate those damn commercials. These were people that cut their teeth on shortwave. And we would go commercial free every day. And we started a network. Well, these commercials, you people in these commercials, why don't you cut out the commercials? And my simple explanation to them was, okay, send me a check every month to run the network and I'll cut out all the commercials. No problem. I'd be happy to accommodate you. But they're there for a reason. And the reason is, it supports the network. You know, good for me, good for you, good for the advertiser. They offer good products that help you. So help us, help yourself, and help them as well. Help them keep funding the network by doing business with them. I'm having all the hosts on the network remind people that quit fiddling, dear. Thank you. We're on a pledge drive, and we have been for, it seems like, forever. Now, I think we've only done, I think in the 7 years we've been around, I think we've only done, I think, four or five pledge drives. I think five, maybe, including this one. And I do not like doing it because I'd like to just run the commercials. That's it. You know, but other people out there that depend on donations, public broadcasting, whatever, they're not shy about getting up there and asking for money. PBS does it every couple of months, every 3-4 months? I don't know. But we don't have those corporate sponsors, and there's a good reason why. Ergo, the last hour of this program. Do you think the corporation would tolerate us bashing them? I don't believe that they would. And that's how things started to get controlled and manipulated. And, well, you know, that's just not good for business, so why don't you not say that kind of deal? No. We're going to remain independent, okay? So, we're about $18,000 short of that $50,000 goal that was set how many months ago. We're still not there. And as I said, one person was responsible for providing $20,000 of that $32,244.04. Whoa! We would have been off the air if it wasn't for that one individual. We would have been off the air. So here we are. Traditionally, summer is the slowest in radio. It has always been that way. But add in a little thing called a depression, and things really, really, really get slow. So to get us through these summer months, you know, we got August and September's right around the corner. To get us through this, we've got to pay some back bills. I got 8,000 outstanding bills right now that need to be paid. And I'm going to be honest with you folks out there. I can't keep doing this. You know, the stress level is up, stress everywhere, stress, stress, stress. If you value the network and the hosts are on this and the information you're getting, donate to the network. 800-724-2719 or use the chip-in button on the front page of the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Do you want us here or don't you want us here?
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and